The colour of the ice was wont to change with every shift of the light. Now it was the deep blue of frozen rivers, now the dirty white of old snow, and when a cloud passed before the sun, it darkened to the pale grey of pitted stone. The wall stretched east and west as far as the eye could see, so huge that it shrunk the timbered keeps and stone towers of the castle to insignificance. It was the end of the world. And we are going beyond it. The morning sky was streaked by thin grey clouds, but the pale red line was there behind them. The Black Brothers had dubbed the wanderer Mormon's Torch, saying, only half in jest, that the gods must have sent it to light the old man's way through the haunted forest.
"The comet's so bright you can see it by day now," Sam said, shading his eyes with a fistful of books.
"Never mind about comets. It's maps the old bear wants." Ghost loped ahead of them. The ground seemed deserted this morning, with so many rangers off at the brothel in Molestown, digging for buried treasure and drinking themselves blind. Gren had gone with them. Pip and Haldren Toad had offered to buy him his first woman to celebrate his first ranging. They wanted John and Sam to come as well, but Sam was almost as frightened of whores as he was of the haunted forest, and John wanted no part of it. "Do what you want," he told Toad. "I took a vow."